prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. It is the Pre-W. Smith Show. Happy to be with you. Happy you're with us and kicking off a week here in the Motor City. Speaking of kicking off a week in the Motor City, guys, Brian Morton, Mark Pastoria, Kristen Gajawa, the crew is here. And we, you know, this is a big week in Detroit because it's the auto show, of course. And news from the auto show. Guys, are you going to, do you make it down to the auto show? Did anybody go down and check it out?
We did not go down this weekend, but we usually try and make it, you know, every year at least one of the days.
So, Kristen, you guys will head down someday this week, maybe. Yeah.
We'll take Mark, the day off at work here and go down there.
Okay, there you go, Mark, right? And Brian, is the auto show?
I'm with you guys.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Hey, let's make it a party. Yeah, I wish, right? Okay, but listen, news out of the auto show. A couple things I'm hearing. First of all, one of the things about the auto show is that it's typically been a place to debut new model cars. You know, what's happening, what's next, what's coming. It's a chance for the automakers to show off their new product. Car that's getting, I think, a tremendous amount of buzz this year is this new Dodge Charger electric vehicle, the Dodge Charger Daytona. This is a car that, you know, part and parcel of the car's brand has been that muscly, you hit the gas pedal, you hear the roar of the engine and the growl and the whole thing. How do you do that with an electric car? Do you lose something there? Does the brand therefore then lose something? Well, people are going crazy over this car. It's a really sharp looking car.
Crazy in a good way, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, they really focused on keeping a kind of a bad boy design to this car. It's got that muscle look and feel, even though it's an electric vehicle, and apparently it's got the performance to back it up, too. So that's a really cool car debuting at this year's auto show out of Detroit, and we're proud to, you know, have the auto show be a place where cars get debuted like that. It's part of the value of the auto show, but there's also some criticism this year of the auto show, and that is that there's not enough vehicles being debuted. They're not using the show, that being the automakers, to debut new cars. Of course, as I mentioned, the vehicle that's getting a lot of attention, but other than that, like for example, in Driving Magazine, they mentioned that a big miss this year with the auto show is the show itself. Not a lot of vehicles being debuted there, and so that's you know, looking at the good and bad of this year's show, curious to you guys to hear from you guys when you get a chance to get down, if you do, that get your thoughts on that. Other news happening, of course, in Detroit on a positive note. Let's go to Mark. Mark, how about those Lions,
wow,
right?
How about our beloved Lions?
Oh.
Wow. We found our new patron saint in Amon Ross St. Brown.
There you go.
Nine catches for 116 yards, two TDs. And he set an NFL record with 8 catches in 8 straight games. A new NFL record.
He's a star.
Oh, wait, on our team?
On our team.
Oh, yes.
And how about this one? Three straight games for the Lions, going back to last year, but three straight games of 35 points or more. So that hasn't happened since the 52-53 year.
It's one thing to pick up a game, Mark, you know, to pick up a win. It's another to see the team play like they did. I mean, they were running on the field, you know, running off the field when they were, you know, switching from offense to defense, whatever it may be. I mean, the team just had just an entirely different feel to it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's exciting.
It's really exciting. And our boy Aiden Hutchinson, who I'm not going to name the sports talk station here in town, that just beat on him last week, you know, in his debut, saying he, you know, worst performance. He said he's overrated.
Three sacks in the first half.
In the first half.
And he's leading that defense. You know, he's a great leader.
Great leader in spirit, no doubt, and demonstrating it on the field as well. This athletic prowess came shining through. I mean, my God, going from week one to week two as a rookie in the NFL, playing as a rookie is a lot to learn, a lot to handle. There's a big jump.
He's for real.
Lots of pressure.
And they got a lot of work to do. They still have things to improve on, but it's a good sign what's happening here.
Really exciting. So that's kind of news near and dear to Detroit, the auto show, the Lions. Love that. And Kristen, you've got other news.
Well, yeah, I have happy news that happened just days of each other. Yeah. Did you hear the Patagonia founder is donating $3 billion. Part of his, actually, he's not donating. He's actually sharing his ownership in Patagonia to support climate change. So that happened. And then a couple days after that, the founder of Lululemon, he now and his family are donating $75.8 million to the British Columbia Parks and Foundation, which is important to them being a Canadian company.
Yeah.
I like to see those things. That's amazing.
Lululemon. My son wears all those clothes. It's a great brand.
It's a hot brand. Patagonia is a hot brand. But I think the essence of the story here is that, first of all, there's a huge focus right now in the post-pandemic era on companies to have a mission, to have a purpose greater than just making money.
We've talked about it on the show, being mission-focused.
That's right. Mission-driven, mission-focused, that company to have a purpose. And this is a real example, you know, lead by example. Patagonia, Lululemon, they've been cool brands all along, but now stepping up to really do some important things to save the planet. And, you know, that's just really, that's going to put pressure on other companies, I think, as you can see, you know, with the two of them kind of leading the way.
In a good way.
That's good pressure, right? Right. And the cool thing is, whether it's that mission or something else, the point is they're doing something with their company and the money they make, the value they have, that's good for the world, good for all of us. So we respect and appreciate the leadership demonstrated by Lululemon and Patagonia. Hats off to you guys. All right. Well, there you have it. That's kind of what's happening in our world here. And we've got more to feature here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Before we do that, though, run into a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.